I'm screaming, doctor, doctor.
All right, good Wednesday morning, everyone. Yes, it is time for our weekly doctor visit, and Dr. Stan Anderson is on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam. Great to talk to you.
You too. And I said a little earlier, you have a bucket full of stuff to talk about today.
Well, I just wanted to catch up, let people know where we are with certain things. So I thought it was good to just kind of give an update on where we are with certain things.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So let's start. Where do we want to start at this morning?
Let's talk about flu activity and COVID activity and viral illnesses. So if you remember back in December and January and much of February, it was awful. We had more people that were getting sick than we had had in almost any other time. It wasn't always COVID, but there were so many people that were sick that if you had to go to the emergency department, it was often an 8-hour wait, sometimes a 12-hour wait, and it was awful. So what we now see is that the amount of the upper respiratory infections have started to go way, way down. So it's really cut back. Influenza, it's not gone, but right now the seasonal flu is definitely much better. And just in the past 2 days, with the number of the weather being nicer and everything else being nicer, the numbers have really fallen off. So we are now dramatically better than where we were. So one big good news is, from a viral infection point of view, our numbers are way down. Now, when you look at COVID itself, the main subtype that's going around is the JN.1, and that generally, it just doesn't kill people as much. So if you remember back in the day, we were seeing somewhere around 5,000 deaths per day. That was January of 2 years ago. Now we're averaging somewhere around 20 deaths per day. So it is so much lower that it's dramatically less. So we're actually seeing more deaths from flu than we're seeing from COVID right now. So from a disease danger point of view, what we're really seeing is viral infections have really, really gone down. That's just the one piece of good news.
Yeah, very good news. And I would
now there are some people, though, that when they get a viral infection, it lasts forever. So normally what we're kind of used to is you catch a cold and you get rhinovirus or RSV, and it lasts 3 to 5 days. Usually within 7 days, it's gone. And we're seeing a lot of people who tested for COVID. Maybe they got tested for the flu. Everything was negative. And here it is. It's been 2 weeks, and they're still coughing. They feel a little bit better, but they're still coughing. So a couple of points. One, that healthier people have been starting to have these long viral reactions. The most common is you did a COVID test and the COVID was negative, but you actually did have COVID. And generally that can take up to 3 weeks for it to go away. So just be aware that there are some people that when they get sick, they feel like they are sick forever. And it's not so much that there's anything like wrong with the system or with them. It's just that's the roll of the dice, and that's the way it is for them. And nothing has made that go away really very quickly. So it's just frustrating. It's a small percentage of people, but if you're in that 1 to 2% of people that are sick forever, oh, it is so frustrating.
And it's interesting because when you and I talk about this and you're saying it was on the upswing, you can kind of feel it. You know, people were everywhere you go or turn, somebody's sick. Now I can feel it also where that's tapered off. You know, I'm not seeing that many people that, you know, are at my workplace or, you know, around,
Yeah, and that is a very, very good thing, because clearly we don't want people to be sick. We don't want people to suffer. So that's the really, really important thing with that.
All right. Also, an update on the fax hack that affected pharmacies.
Yeah. So this was really strange, where there were several pharmacies. So Giant Eagle was the one that affected us the most. We could not fax to Giant Eagle or Meijer or certain parts times to Walmart, where we couldn't fax in controlled medicines. So what we had to do was we had to write it old school and give them a hard copy. So we don't know what happened. There's rumors that it was a Chinese hack or that it was a Russian hack. But for whatever happened yesterday, everything was fixed. So people that were struggling with, you know, my provider said that they sent it in and it never got there, and this is the third time I've had to call, and what's going on? Why don't you guys get it together? And the answer was, it was a hack of the system, and it was nationwide. And at this point, it looks like it's been taken care of.
Oh, that's good. Because that could be very frustrating for you guys and for, you know, everybody else. Boy.
Oh, my goodness. For everyone.
Yeah, that was rough.
The final thing that I do want to mention is this whole thing about wellness exams. Now, wellness exams are something that are part of almost every insurance plan. And the interesting thing about a wellness exam is what people think that they are and what the government has designated that they are. So part of every plan is they have to say that you are allowed a one-time-a-year wellness exam. Every provider is graded by the government or by the insurance plan of how good of a provider they are based on whether or not they get certain targets, like 90% of the population that are in that group that go in for a wellness exam. So what you're going to be finding is almost every person is going to be getting a call from their provider saying, you really should come in for your one time a year free wellness exam. The difference is it's not a time where you talk about symptoms. It's not where, you know, my bursitis is acting up, or can you take the wax out of my ears? It's not allowed to have a procedure, but it is something that we are allowed to do preventative things. So if you have new symptoms, that's not part of a wellness exam, but the thinking is at least we can get you pointed in the right direction, and a wellness exam is something that everyone is going to be talking to every person about more, because it is one of the main ways in which you end up seeing some doctors are graded as being better than others. And the main thing is, do they get their patients in to get a wellness exam every year? That's the key. So I just wanted to get that out and just let people know.
Yeah, get it done. You'll feel better if you do, you know.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah.
And I've noted some people, we've been able to find cancer, we've been able to save people's lives. They had no symptoms, and because of the screens that we did, we ended up making a difference in people's lives. So, yes, it's good to get it done.
All right, Dr. Stan, well, you have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again next Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Pam. I look forward to it.